Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisavo, Tavshin Pei Aleph. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavo, we have a description of a very epic event in Jewish history, and that is the brachos and the kolos that are given on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. And the truth is that this event only takes place in Sefer Yehoshua, but yet it's described here in Parshas Kisavo. And I heard a few weeks ago from my brother-in-law, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Salant, an explanation of what is going on here. Meaning, it is a little bit strange that they put half of the Shvatim on one mountain for brachos and half of the Shvatim on the other mountain for kolos. What exactly is going on here? And Rabbi Yosef Salant explained based on the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Amud Beis says, Yira Adam Atma Kilu Chetze Chayev Chetze Zakai. Person has to look at himself as if he's 50% mitzvos, 50% innocent or meritorious, and 50% of Eira. Has 50% of eros. If he goes ahead and does, and his next move is a mitzvah, so he's tipped the scales to the side of schus. Over avera achas. If a guy does an avera, one avera, oylo shechriat atzmo l'kav chova. Woe is to him that he has tipped the scales to chova. And the Gemara continues. Rav Shimon, son of Shimon Bar Yochai, says, no, even more than that. Lefisha olam nidan achar ruba v'hayochid. Since the world is judged based upon the majority, and an individual is judged after his majority, it's not only the person, it's actually the entire world is dependent upon his next move. If he does a mitzvah, he is praised and he tips the scales to schus. However, if chas v'shalom does an avera, that he has tipped the scales for himself and the entire world. And Rashi over there says, a person has to look upon himself and the world. The whole world is half tzaddikim, half rishayim, half mitzvahs, half averos. And says Rashi, and he continues, when a person goes ahead and does the next move, he could make the difference. It could be that his next move will tip the scales not only for himself but for the entire world. And the Rambam paskins like this in Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Lamaisa, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Af al pishat kiyas shofar Barosh Hashanah Nigzeres Hakosov. Even though the Torah tells us specifically to blow the shofar, there's a remez, there's a hint to what the point of the shofar is. Listen to this: Yesh Bo Kolomar Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem. Wake up, sleepy ones, from your sleep. V'nir domim, and from your slumber. Hakitzu mitardamaschem v'chipsu b'maseichem. Awaken yourself from your slumber and introspect on your deeds. V'chazur b'tshuva v'zarchu b'rachem. Repent and return in tshuva and remember your creator. Eloha shochim asa emes behevle hazman v'shoinim kol shenosam. People who seek hevle hazman, which means idle things, things of mundane matters, that's what they pursue. Kol shnosam behev avrik, their entire year is with emptiness. Asher lo yoivol yatzel habitul nafshoshechem, it doesn't help them at all. Ve'tivu darcheichem, and improve your ways. Malalechem v'yazov kol echem ikem darko hara, and abandon your wicked ways. Machshav to asher lo tova, and your bad thoughts. Lefikach tzarach kol adam shira atzva kol asher kula ki ilchetz zaka v'chetz chayev. A person has to look at his year as if it's his entire year. Half mitzvahs, half averos. And first of all, it's a chizuk. What about somebody who is a big baal avera and he thinks he's a 70-80% averos? Doesn't make a difference. That's going to ruin your frame of mind. It's going to ruin your motivation. In order to motivate yourself, at this point in time, at any point in time, you have to look upon yourself as if you're half and half. Half averos, half mitzvah. And the Rambam continues, as the Gemara continues. V'chein kol olam kulo. Chetz zaka v'chetz chayev. Chot ochit echad. If you do an avera, the next avera person does, he could tip the scales for himself and the entire world. However, also mitzvah achas harayechriyas atzmos kolom kulo kav schus v'garm lo v'lahem teshuva v'hatzala. Person goes ahead and at any given moment lives as if he has half mitzvah, half averas, and the entire world is like that as well. So what has he done? He's brought salvation, and he saved the entire world, as it says, "It's tzadik yisod olam zesh tzadik yichrias kolam kulo l'schus v'tzilov." So now we have a deeper understanding of what is going on in Har Gerizim and Har Eval. And actually, Yosef Salant says this in Parshas Re'eh. What's the point of Parshas Re'eh? See. What do you mean see? Here. No, you have to see. You have to imagine it. You have to visualize. Half the Shvatim, half of the Jewish peoples on one mountain with brachos, half the Jewish peoples on the other mountain with the kolos. But that, why is that imagery so important? Because a person has to realize in life that he's about to do, he has the opportunity to go into the base medrash and learn and do a mitzvah. You know what you're doing? You're not just stop going to learn. You're taking the entire world. You're taking yourself. And you're tipping the scales to zchus. Ah, you think that you're not really sure what the cheshbon is? It doesn't make a difference. The Gemara tells us, the Rambam paskins, no. A person, yira atzmo, you always have to see yourself, because you know what, if a person sees himself as 80% averos and 20% mitzvos, so then he'll feel like he can't do anything, he can't accomplish anything. And if he thinks he's 90% mitzvos and 10% averos, so he doesn't think his next move makes a difference. No, a person has to imagine and visualize that the next move he makes is going to tip his scales and the scales of the entire world. And this is something certainly that we should work on in the next we have a week and a half till Rosh Hashanah. And every single move we make has a tremendous influence on our din. Now's the time to hone in and perfect our ways. And this is a great imagery, a great frame of mind to have going in to Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to add a beautiful word that I heard many years ago, Al Pi Derech Drush, based on the pasuk of Tachas Asher Lo Avadata Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uvetuv Levov Mirov Kol. We know that in this week's parasha we have the Tochacha, the calamities and the tragedies that are going to befall the Jewish people when they are overcome by averos. And the pasuk tells us why do these punishments happen? Because they didn't serve Hashem with happiness and with joy, with tu levav, with the good of their heart, merov kol, from all the abundance. Now the pasuk pshat is that Hashem blessed us with things, and we didn't necessarily serve Hashem with happiness, even though Hashem blessed us with so much. That's the Pashup Pshat. But I heard in the name of Rav Koppelman, Zatzal, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Switzerland who lived till about 105, I believe, passed away a few years ago. He said, Tachas Asher Lo Avadatas Hashem Elokecha, because we didn't serve Hashem when? At times of Simcha Uvetuv Levav Mirov Kol, when we had abundance, when we didn't have to worry about things, when we are on vacation. Meaning, what is the Tochacha there? Not simply, oh, we serve Hashem, but not with happiness. There's times of rov kol. There are times of vacation. Times that I don't have to worry about my parnasa. Times that I don't have to worry about school. Times otherwise known as free time. Since I didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the times that it was called free time, that's why the Tochacha comes. It's a tremendous message. Now we know in life we're going to be busy with making a parnasa. We're going to be busy with learning for a career. We're going to be busy, hopefully, Bezus Hashem, taking care of a family. There's many, many legitimate reasons why we're not learning or not involved in the Avodas Hashem in a direct way. But, for example, a person works the whole week, 9 to 7, and he's very tired, and he tries to learn at night. Okay, fine. But let's say Sunday he's off. So Sunday is a time of Simcha V'Rov Kol. Sunday is time off. So does a person take his Sundays and he uses his Sundays to learn for multiple hours to get into learning, to be involved in mitzvos on that during that time? That's the litmus test. A person has to show Hashem when he has free time, he doesn't waste it. When he's busy with the things that he needs to do b'seder. When he has free time, tachas Hashem lo avadat Hashem v'chacha b'simcha v'tu levav merov kol. When a person had the time to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That being said, we have to look at ourselves. I'm talking to the Shana Bet boys. Now is a golden opportunity. You have been through Shana Aleph. You know what it means to be a Ben Torah. Now is your opportunity to take it to the next level. You have a year where you don't have to worry about anything. The maximum things you have to worry about is where you're going to be for Shabbos on and out Shabbos. Otherwise, what else is there to be busy with? Maybe it's some exercise, maybe some intramurals, for sure, no question about it. But this is a time of Simcha of Tu Levav Merov Kol. This is a time when you have no other major responsibilities. Now is the time to say, I'm going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to squander the opportunity. The time this year where I have the opportunity to delve into the Torah and to immerse myself in Torah and to dedicate myself for as many hours as possible in order to cultivate and develop my connection to Torah and mitzvos. You should realize and introspect at this golden opportunity that you've been blessed with. The fact that you were able to come back Shana Bet even though Corona is starting again. The fact that your parents allowed you to come to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael for a second year. Now's the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you this opportunity on a silver platter. And it's our obligation and it's our responsibility to go ahead and take advantage of this time. Not chas v'shalom waste this time of Rov Kol. Waste the opportunity. You have amazing Magidei Shirim, amazing Rebbeim. You have a beautiful Beis Medrash. You have beautiful opportunities to grow and to shteig and to learn. And now's the time to take advantage. So Be'ez Hashem, if you keep these two messages in mind, number one, that at any given moment, you and the entire world are hanging in the balance, and the next move you make, not only does it tip the scales for you as an individual, but for the entire Jewish people, that's certainly a reason to go ahead and tip the scales and go ahead and take advantage of the opportunities that you have this year. Have a wonderful Shabbos.